From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions in Burundi. Prior to balloting, at least two people died in overnight violence in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. Witnesses reported today as tensions rise in the lead-up to contested elections. Voters in Burundi go to the polls Monday. VOA's William Eagle reports.
The legislative elections will take place despite efforts to delay them. The European Union, African Union, East African Community, and the United Nations Secretary General have asked that they be postponed until the opposition and the government can agree on how to ensure the elections will be transparent and inclusive. Over the past week, grenade attacks shook several towns, killing four and injuring dozens. One of the country's two vice presidents and two members of the Electoral Commission have fled. Observers say in this environment, the ruling CNDD, FDD, and allied smaller parties are guaranteed a substantial win. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
The European Central Bank said today it is keeping its emergency credit lines open to Greek banks, even as Greek depositors are standing in long lines at automated teller machines to withdraw their savings. The decision keeps open the financial lifeline to Athens, but does not provide more money. The central bank said it could reconsider its funding, but there was no hint of a resolution in the standoff between Greece and its international creditors. Greece is balking at new austerity demands. The lenders are seeking in exchange for a release of $8 billion in its long-term bailout. That bailout expires on Tuesday. And if you'd like to see more on the story of the Greek bailout, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official says all parties at the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna plan to continue negotiating past the June 30th deadline. The official commented today as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held a series of talks with chief Iranian negotiators and some of the world powers involved in the talks in Vienna. VOA's Al Pessin has more on the story.
Iran does want to avoid inspections of its military facilities and interviews with its scientists, but military site inspections are part of the global nonproliferation rules that 126 other countries accept and that are the basis of the prospective deal with Iran. Ariane Tabatabai of Washington's Georgetown University, who spoke via Skype.
On the one hand, it really wants a deal. On the other hand, it needs to make sure that the deal doesn't come at a cost for its national security, which, you know, access to military facilities, to nuclear scientists could potentially jeopardize.
Public statements on all sides are part negotiating tactic, part domestic politics. But in the coming days, rhetoric will give way to political reality inside the negotiating rooms. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Pakistan's military says airstrikes have killed 23 militants in the country's northwestern tribal regions near the Afghan border. A military statement today said Pakistan's Air Force struck a huge ammunition dump in the strikes in Khyber and North Waziristan districts. It also said some foreigners were killed but did not give their identity or disclose who they fought for. Khyber has long been known as a stronghold for militants belonging to the Pakistani Taliban and its Lashkar-e-Islam faction. More than 500 people were injured in a fire at a water park late Saturday outside Taiwan's capital, Taipei. A statement from local health department says a total of 194 people are severely injured, but no deaths have yet been reported. It says most of the victims suffered severe burns or have inhaled large amounts of black carbon dust. The injured are being treated in 43 local hospitals. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden made a surprise appearance at the Emmanuel AME Church today in Charleston, South Carolina. Wearing a purple tie, the symbolic color of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, Biden said he came to today's services because he and his family wanted to show solidarity with the families in the church. Biden read a selection of scripture and received a standing ovation from people at the church, where nine people, including the pastor, were killed by a lone gunman during a Bible study group earlier this month. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.